is most unfortunate and also in bad taste, especially at this time. And if you recall, the two republics or the two sovereign countries have very admirable relationships dating way back. And so it was so sudden that this thing should come up. I accept fully that, you know, as the saying goes, coming events cast their shadows. There have been instances where Ghanaian citizens have been deported from the U.S. of A. In a subtle way, there have been some attempts, but not this glaring and this harsh statement coming from the American embassy. Ambassador Jackson, who represents the USA in Ghana, has been, we've had a very wonderful and a good working relationship with him. So we find this very strange. That notwithstanding, I think that we had, today we had a meeting, a fleeting meeting with a sector minister. I'm talking about the Honorable Shelley Ayokobuche. And to understand the background to the whole issue and why such a statement should be issued, especially following the cordial relationship between the two sovereign states. So it's something that we want to press you as a committee, and we'll find the most appropriate way to deal with that. We have a very wonderful relationship, and we find this correspondence in bad taste. We are certainly going to go, not just going to look at the face value of it, to delve back at the interests of both countries. I am very confident that Ghana will come out successful, and there's going to be mutual benefit to the two countries.
A member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Dr. Clement Apak, called on governments to dialogue with the U.S. to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
As a member of a minority, you file a question seeking to get the person with the responsibility to come and tell the August House what the situation is and what they are doing to address it. And then when the minister comes and needs the support of Parliament, clearly we would have offered the support to try and deal with this matter.
Well, the NDC government had gone ahead to endorse the U.S. position by issuing travel documents for the Ghanaians to be deported home.
Whether we like it or not, the Americans have decided that those persons they deem to be Ghanaians, which have even queried, are unacceptable and they will be deported. The issue is the manner of deportation. And all this that we are talking about boils down to one thing. If indeed the documents that the Americans are requiring that we issue are granted, that then allows for the Ghanaians to be deported on commercial flight, which would suggest that Ghana then would have to bear the cost of deportation. On the other hand, if that is not done, which was the case with the earlier 86 who were deported, then the Americans will have to pay for the chartered flight. Ghana's foreign policy has never changed since our first president and our first republic. And we expect that those we put in charge of being the mediators between us and foreign lands are up and doing. I think that on this particular issue, government simply went to sleep and perhaps did not anticipate that the U.S. would take the very forceful and threatening stand that it has now adopted. It is not too late. I still think that there are opportunities for a dialogue between our government and the U.S. government, our Ministry of Foreign Affairs and their counterparts in the U.S., our ambassador and his colleague, to be able to find an amicable solution to this impasse. It doesn't augur well for Ghana. Certainly, it doesn't augur well for the Americans as well. We must find a solution to this debacle. Government must lead. The minister must be up and doing. And I expect that in the next 24 hours, we should have some official clarification from government and through the minister about how government decides to deal with the current threat that the Americans are issuing.
A member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Foreign Affairs, Dr. Clement Apak.